Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Chloe and Bella with your 8am Zedlines.
In local news, Queensland's Premier is receiving allegations from the opposition saying he's gagging frontline community organisations from speaking out due to fear of losing state funding. Premier Cristofali denied any threats to cut investments in vital services, including homelessness and child safety. However, an anonymous provider said the LNP was effectively silencing the voices of the vulnerable by preventing experts from speaking freely. Funding wasn't given on merit, but rather was going to those deemed compliant. Agencies are reported to be lying low for fear of being labelled as agitators.
And a Chinese national man has pleaded guilty for attempting to bribe a public official with $20,000 hidden in tins of tea. Guoshen Zhu worked as a senior manager for a renewable energy technology company in China, which was applying to the Clean Energy Council to have their products accredited in Australia. Zhu offered to pay money to a representative from the Clean Energy Council in an attempt to expedite these accreditations, but was denied. In a second meeting, Zhu gifted tins of tea that were later revealed to be filled with $20,000 in cash. He was handed a 12-month sentence, which was suspended after spending 26 days in custody. He could be taken into immigration detention before being deported, but he said he wanted to pay for his return flight to China.
And in national news, environmental authorities have spoken out against the New South Wales Forestry Corporation as they were found to be working around tree logging regulations earlier this year. The tree of the Glenbong State Forest, some of which have stood for over 100 years, have been a habitat to a native glider species. However, in January, about 1,000 trees were felled from an area for road management by the New South Wales Forestry Corporation. This was within the 50 metre of glider habitat where, if otherwise labelled as commercial logging, it would be breaching exclusion zones. The timber was then taken to a mill for processing and sale, what looks like the first time they've approached what looks like for-profit management, according to environmental campaigner Andrew Wong. This comes after in April, the Forestry Corporation was sentenced and forced to give $450,000 to Yurunga Aboriginal Corporation for illegally logging another forest with century-old trees.
There are concerns over how noise-sensitive exotic and native animals like tigers and lions located near the new Western Sydney International Airport will react to loud aircraft flying overhead. Sanctuary Managing Director and co-founder Donna Wilson said that it is a genuine concern for them because they have animals that do not like things flying over them, like meerkats. She said she is worried about the landing and takeoff noise as some endangered species are sensitive to noise. An environmental impact assessment of the proposed flight paths found low to no impact on biodiversity.
And in international news, an earthquake with a magnitude of 6.7 hit central Peru yesterday afternoon with no immediate casualties reported as of yet. The quake struck at a depth of 99 kilometres with the epicentre 31 kilometres northwest of Anizo in the Andes Mountains. The head of the Geopolitical Institute in Peru, Hernando Tavera, said the recorded depth of the quake was the reason for little to no damages. Peru is located in the Pacific Ring of Fire, where approximately 85% of the world's seismic activity is recorded. There have been a total of 19 recorded earthquakes in the country within the last month, with only a handful reaching over a 5 on the magnitude scale, which sits at the moderate level.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 14 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band.
And that is all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on our social media or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.